This is the Sakka Murli of the 18th of March 2026. Essence, sweetest, serviceable children, don't perform any such actions that they would cause obstacles in service. Question. At the confluence age, you children have to become completely accurate. Which children can become accurate? Answer. 1. The children who remain constantly honest with the true father can become accurate. Let it not be that you are one thing internally and something else externally. 2. Those who don't involve themselves in anything other than Shivbaba. 3. Those who follow Srimat at every step and don't make any mistakes can become accurate. Song, don't forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a few words of the song. You have the faith that the unlimited Father is now giving you your inheritance of unlimited happiness. You have come here and become the children of such a Father, and so you have to follow the Father's Srimat. What would happen otherwise? One moment you are laughing and you say that you will become emperors and empresses, but if you let go of his hand, you then become ordinary subjects. You will definitely go to heaven. It isn't that everyone goes to heaven. Only those who are to go to the golden and silver ages will go. The golden and silver ages together are called heaven. However, those who are to go into that new world at the beginning experience a lot of happiness, whereas those who are to go later will not take any of this knowledge. Those who take this knowledge will go to the golden and silver ages. Everyone else will go into the kingdom of Ravan. They will experience a little happiness. In the golden and silver ages, there is a lot of happiness. This is why you have to make effort to claim your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the Father. Write about this very good news. Write on the cards you print, "This is the good news from the highest on high unlimited Father." You show in the exhibitions how the new world is being established. Write this very clearly in large letters. The unlimited Father, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of salvation, the God of the Gita, Shiva, is once again changing this iron-aged, completely vicious, corrupt, impure world into a golden-aged, completely viceless, pure and elevated world through the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Come and hear and understand this good news. You have also said to the government, "Come and understand how we are once again establishing an elevated golden age deity kingdom of 100% purity, peace and happiness, and how this vicious world is going to be destroyed." Write it clearly in this way. Write on the cards in such a way that people can understand it very clearly. Come and understand how the Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are making Bharat so elevated and pure, according to the Dharma plan, exactly as they did in the previous cycle, by following the directions of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, through easy Raja Yoga, and the power of purity with their bodies, minds, and wealth. Print this clearly on the cards so that anyone can understand that you BKs are establishing the kingdom of Rama by following the directions of Shiv Baba. This was Gandhiji's desire. Print this full invitation in the newspapers too. definitely explain that the Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are doing this with their own bodies, minds, and money, so that people never think that you are begging for alms or donations, etc. Everyone in the world outside moves along on the basis of the donations they are given. Here you say that we BKs are doing everything with our own bodies, minds, and money. We receive our own kingdom, and so we would pay our expenses. Those who make effort receive their inheritance for 21 births. It is the residents of the land of Bharat who become elevated and double-crowned. Lakshmi and Narayan are double-crowned. At present, there is no crown. This has to be explained very clearly. The father says, write like this so that the poor people can understand what the BKs are doing. When influential people speak about it, the poor will also be heard. Otherwise, no one listens to the poor. The wealthy are very quickly heard. You prove to them that you are especially making Bharat into heaven and that everyone else will be sent to the land of peace. Explain in this way. Bharat became heaven like that 5,000 years ago. It is now the Iron Age, whereas that was the Golden Age. Tell us, how many people are there in the Golden Age? It is now the end of the Iron Age. This is the same great Mahabharat war. At no other time does such a war take place. The Third World War happened at the end. They keep on trying. They keep making atomic bombs. They don't listen to anyone. They say to their opponents, if you dispose in the sea all of the bombs you have already made, we will not make any more bombs. How can it be that you keep bombs and we don't make them? However, you children understand that this is the way destiny is created. No matter how many directions you give them, they will not understand. If destruction did not take place, how would you rule the kingdom? You children have faith. Those with doubtful intellects leave Baba and become traitors. After belonging to the Father, do not become a traitor. You have to remember Shiv Baba. There is no benefit in anything else. Be honest with the true Father. If you are one thing internally and you are something else externally, your status will become degraded. You will cause yourself a loss. You will not be able to attain a high status cycle after cycle. That is why you have to be very accurate at this time. Don't be careless. Follow Srimat as much as you can. Constant remembrance will be possible at the end. No one apart from the Father should be remembered. It is remembered that if someone remembers a woman at the end, you would remember someone for whom you have attachment. The more progress you make, the closer you come, and the more visions you will continue to receive. Baba will show each of you the type of actions you performed. In the early days, too, you had visions. Those who experienced punishment cried a lot. In order to demonstrate to you, those souls' sins were cut 100-fold. That is why you mustn't perform such actions that they would create obstacles to Baba's service. At the end, you will have visions of everything and how you created many obstacles to Baba's service in such a way that they caused a great loss. That is the devilish community. Those who create obstacles experience a lot of punishment. Shiv Baba's court is very big. Dharamraj, his right hand, is also here. Other punishment is limited. Here, there is a loss incurred for 21 births, and the status is destroyed. The father continues to explain everything so that none of you can say that you weren't aware of something. Therefore, Baba continues to caution you about everything. He sees how many have run away from every center. They become vicious and cause trouble. One has to study properly at school. What status would you claim otherwise? There is a lot of difference in status. Just as in this land of sorrow, one person is a president, one is a wealthy person, and another is poor, so in the golden age too, status will be number wise. Royal, wise children will try to claim their full inheritance from the father. There is boxing with Maya. Maya is very powerful, and there continues to be victory and defeat. So many come and then leave and become traitors. While moving along, they fail. Many ask how this is possible. They have never heard that it is possible to remain pure while living at home and with your family. Oh, however, the versions of God say, lust is the greatest enemy. This is also said in the Gita. You know that in the golden age, there are those with divine virtues, whereas in the Iron Age, there are those with devilish traits. Those with devilish traits praise those with divine virtues. There is so much difference. You now understand what you were and what you are becoming. You have to imbibe all the virtues here. Even your food and drink, etc., has to be completely pure. Just see what they offer to deity idols. Just go to the Srinath temple and see how they prepare such rich food with so much cleanliness. There are Vaishnavas there. But look what they offer at the Jagannath temple. Rice. There they have very dirty idols of the path of sin. When it was their kingdom, there were 36 varieties of food. They prepare a lot of food at the Srinath temple. Puri, Jagannath, is different from Srinath. At the temple in Puri, they have dirty idols of people in deity costumes. Therefore, the bhog offered there is of rice with no ghee, clarified butter, in it. This shows the difference between what Bharat was and what it has become. Look at its condition now. There isn't even enough grain. There is the difference of day and night between their plan and Shiv Baba's plan. All of their plans will turn to dust. There will be natural calamities. There won't be any grain, etc. In some places, they have too much rain, whereas in other places, there is no rain at all. This causes so much damage. At this time, even the elements are tamopradan, and so there is rainfall at odd times. Even the storms are tamopradan. The heat of the sun will also be so hot, don't even ask. These natural calamities are fixed in the drama. Their intellects have no love at the time of destruction. Your intellects are loving to the Father. On the path of ignorance, parents love their worthy children. This is why Baba says, love and remembrances number wise according to the efforts you make. The more service you do, dot, dot, dot. You do have to do service, dot, dot, dot. Service has to be done of Bharat in particular and the world in general. Bharat has to be made into heaven. Everyone else has to be sent back to the land of peace. Bharat receives the inheritance of heaven, and all the rest receive the inheritance of liberation. Everyone will go back. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. There will be so much distress everywhere. This is a play about bloodshed without cause. There will also be natural calamities. Everyone has to die. The Father tells you, children, make full effort. Remain constantly obedient and faithful to the Father. You have to become serviceable. Visions will continue to be granted of those who did such service in the previous cycle. You will continue to see everything as detached observers. You have become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Let your intellects constantly spin the discus of self-realization. We have taken 84 births in this way. We are now to return home. Remember the Father and the home. The Golden Age should also be remembered. Just use your intellects to think about all of this throughout the whole day. We are now to become great princes of the world. We will become Sri Lakshmi or Sri Narayan. There should be this intoxication. Baba has this intoxication. Baba looks at this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan every day. Internally, he has this intoxication. Tomorrow, I will go and become Sri Krishna. Then, after marriage, he will become Sri Narayan. The same applies to you. You will also become that, will you not? This is Raja Yoga. It is not yoga for becoming subjects, Praja Yoga. You souls are receiving your fortune of the kingdom once again. You children lost your kingdom. You are now reclaiming your kingdom once again. Baba has had these pictures, etc., made so that you children can experience happiness when you look at them. We are retaining our fortune of the kingdom of heaven for 21 births. It is so easy. Shiva Baba teaches us Raja Yoga through this Prajapita Brahma. We will then go and become that. As soon as you see the picture, your mercury of happiness rises. By staying in remembrance of the Father, we will become the princes of the world. There should be so much happiness. I am studying, and you are also studying. After the study, we will go and become that. Everything depends on how much you study. The more you study, the more income you will earn. Baba has told you that some surgeons are so clever that they can earn hundreds of thousands of rupees on one case. It is the same with barristers. Some earn a lot, whereas others wear a torn coat. It is the same here. This is why Baba repeatedly says, children, don't be careless about anything. Constantly follow Srimad. You are made elevated by doubly elevated Shiv Baba. You children have received your inheritance from the Father many times and then lost it many times. You receive your inheritance for 21 births, which lasts for half a cycle. You receive happiness for half a cycle, 2,500 years. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Remain honest inside and out. Never become careless about how you study. Never have a doubtful intellect and stop studying. Don't become an obstacle in service. 2. Tell everyone the good news that we are serving Bharat to make it elevated and double crowned by following Srimad and helping with our own bodies, minds and money for 21 births with the power of purity. Blessing. May you be a master teacher and constantly accumulate in your account of charity and enable others to do the same. We are master teachers. When you say master, you automatically remember the Father. By remembering the one who creates you, you automatically remember that you are an instrument. Constantly have this special awareness, I am a charitable soul and am accumulating and enabling others to accumulate in their accounts of charity. This is a special service. A charitable soul cannot have even 1% of sinful thoughts in his account. A master teacher means one who accumulates in his account of charity and enables others to do the same, like the Father. Slogan: someone who knows the significance of a gathering experiences safety for himself in a gathering. Abhyak signal, make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. To the extent that someone's intellect has faith, to that extent he will be victorious over everything. Someone whose intellect has faith can never be defeated. If there is defeat, you can understand that faith is lacking. Consider yourself to be a jewel out of all those victorious jewels whose intellects have faith. If any obstacle comes, then pass it by considering it to be a test paper. Do not look at the situation, but pass it by considering it to be a paper. Om Shanti.